Waiting for your sign? Here it is. Shop Labor Day appliance deals at Lowe's before they're gone. Get up to 45% off select major appliances. Plus, get free delivery, haul away, installation and parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan on purchases of $999 or more. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/16 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bird Show.
All right, Tanya here. So, Jen, can you give us a sort of 60-second version? We got a brand new Bird Show listener, doesn't have any idea who Tanya is.
Yeah, Tanya decided she was going to start dating this new guy. They had been out maybe 3 or 4 times, and she was really digging him. And he was on her Facebook page, and they were sending messages back and forth, and he sent her a message that said, "Hey, I was looking around at your pictures, and I need to let you know something. I saw pictures of your stepmom on your page," so the woman married to Tanya's father, "and I used to date her. And he said it was a while ago. It was for about a year. I just need to let you know that." So most people would be like, okay, not going to date him anymore. But Tanya said that they really had a connection, mm-hmm. and that she was moving forward with this brunch they had planned on Sunday, where it was going to be dad, stepmom, her, and dude. And she was going to go forward with it. She's like, "I really like this guy. I really have a connection. I'm not going to let that get in the way. You know, his past is his past."
Right.
And so, she was going to move forward with it. But before that, the boyfriend said he was going to, because they had the boyfriend-girlfriend conversation. Mm-hmm. And now he said he was going to call her dad directly and say, "Just so you know, I'm dating your daughter. But oh, by the way, I also was with your wife for a year." Just hope that's okay with you when we all get together on Sunday.
Yeah, this is what she told us on Friday, how this was all going to pan out.
I talked to my boyfriend. So mm-hmm. we decided that there really is something between us, and we can't change who my dad just happens to be married to now, which is like this weird random coincidence. So he decided that he wants to call my dad and let him know that once we were dating, we realized that he dated my stepmom before she was my stepmom.
Okay. Took a ton of calls from the Bird Show community saying, bad idea.
Well, common sense tells you it's a bad idea. I mean, this is like, I don't know. I mean, this is very incestuous, you know?
Totally.
Yeah. Duh.
So a lot of you guys were calling up just saying, "Hey, talk to the stepmom, but do not have the boyfriend talk to your dad," as the first line of defense going into this Sunday. Do not do that.
Or, like, why go on Sunday? Why date him at all? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of guys out there that you can date, not somebody that your stepmom was with for a year.
You know, she told us on Friday she feels like she's got a connection with this guy and she might be able to go the distance with it, so she was willing to try to work with it. We all predicted that once the boyfriend got off the phone with dad, there was going to be no Sunday brunch. Tanya is back. Good morning, Tanya. You are on the Bird Show.
Morning.
Hi. Oh,
yeah. Things didn't pan out quite the way that we planned.
No way.
Really?
No. Didn't see that coming. What happened?
Well, love is
I'm
a rocky
surprised.
Trail to walk.
And
wow. You'll have a lot of obstacles to overcome.
So what happened?
So did your boyfriend make the call to Pops?
Well, he did make a call, but we decided before he made that call that it would make more sense if he called my stepmom.
Oh, great.
Oh, sure.
Oh, that's comfortable.
You know, because they've got that former connection.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just because I barely know her, honestly. Like, he knows her better than I do.
And yes, he does. He does. He knows all the intimate details.
He certainly does.
Well, yeah, exactly. But anyways, he made the call, and he made it the day before brunch, and she was actually, like, cool with it. You know, he was just like, he explained the whole thing of, like, how we started, he and I started dating, and then, you know, after that we found out that, you know, he had been involved with her or whatever, and she was fine with it. She was like, "You know, I think that's completely, you know, that's great. It looks like, you know, maybe you can be happy together." But she said that we should not tell my dad anything. Like, she was like, you know, look, like, if this is still, like, you know, 6 months from now, if things are going really well with you two, that would be when we would tell your dad. We would just talk about it again, the three of us, and then we would tell your dad. But for now, he doesn't need to know. It's just... wouldn't be helpful.
All right, let's debate this. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 877-588-2378.
That's what I said on Friday. I said that you needed to talk to the stepmom if this was something you needed to do, and I knew that she would say not to tell the dad, and that you should just keep it quiet. There's no reason the father should know.
That's not cool, though, because that makes the dad a fool.
I don't like it at all. I'm with Jen.
Like, he's the only one in the room that doesn't know what's going on.
And this is going to happen for the next 6 months also?
What's going on? This one guy's going to sleep with both of his, you know, the people he's closest to. It's never going to work.
His daughter and his wife.
Yes. This is the guy sleeping with your daughter and your wife.
Yep.
I mean, if you go 6 months, let's just say best case scenario, you guys hit it off pretty well. The relationship is going strong. And then 6 months from now, you tell your dad exactly what's going on, he's going to feel so betrayed, not only by you, but his wife also.
Mm-hmm. Either way.
I mean, why would you tell him?
Tell him now, tell him later. It's the same thing.
I would tell him now.
Why?
Why?
Because in 6 months, it's going to be twice as bad.
But regardless of 6 months from now, why? What's the point?
Well, now you got a secret that you're holding and your wife is holding? I'd feel like a fool 6 months from now when I found out. I'd be embarrassed.
What good does it do? I mean, the thing is... I mean, the original advice is to, why did you need to fight a battle with this guy? Well, now you've already started it by bringing up to the stepmom. But I don't understand why to tell the dad, to make him incredibly uncomfortable every time y'all are in the same room together and him hate this dude.
That's still going to happen, though, in 6 months, right?
Mm-hmm. And then it'll be worse in 6 months.
It'll be worse because you guys lied to me for 6 months. Mm-hmm. Nobody said anything.
But what good does it do? What's the point?
I mean, I don't think she needs to date him in the first place. But if she does, she's at least got to tell her dad. And then her dad can choose whether or not to have a relationship with this guy or not. Or approve or disapprove or whatever.
Here's Katie here says we need to scratch a little bit more at the surface on this thing. Hey, Katie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Hi.
I love your show.
Thank you.
And I have been listening, and she was totally set up by this dude.
What do you mean?
Well, don't you think that he was trying to get back to the stepmom?
Oh.
Of all the people,
get back at her.
Oh, well, you know, he found his new girlfriend, Tanya, on Facebook through his stepmom's Facebook.
Tanya, have you had even a second to think about that, that maybe this is just his way of getting back in the stepmom's life?
Well, I didn't really think about it that way, but I definitely... have a lot of thinking to do after brunch.
Oh, y'all went to brunch.
Oh, you did go to brunch.
Yeah.
We didn't finish the story. Okay.
How'd that go?
Yeah. We didn't even finish the story.
Sorry. It's getting worse.
How'd it go on Sunday?
No.
Well, my dad was completely fine with everything, of course, because he didn't know anything. Mm-hmm. But I was incredibly uncomfortable the whole time. Like, it was just, I didn't want to be at that table, you know? And there was definitely something going on between the two of them, meaning my boyfriend and my stepmom. Like,
oh, no.
That's awesome.
Let me explain. Like, it was just sort of like a flirty thing, or maybe just like inside jokes, like lots of like looking at each other with little secret smiles, you know? Like,
Because they knew what was under each other's clothes, because they've seen each other naked.
They did it a year.
Yeah, they know a lot about each other. Of course, they're going to be flirting.
Hold on a second. Here is Marie.
Disgusting.
Good morning, Burt Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Okay. Oh, my God. I'm so frustrated right now. Okay. My first comment was, if you're not going to tell your dad now, you cannot tell him 6 months from now. That is humiliating to him.
Yeah.
So if you're not going to tell him right now, don't tell him. And I was going to say last week when I heard this story, he is actually trying to get to his stepmother or to his ex-girlfriend through you. Because why is he meeting the parents already? Like, I don't get that. You guys are out on two dates. Like, who does that? Like,
right.
Come on, girl. Check it out. And now the feeling that you
check
have is real. The feeling that you have is real. Let him go.
I didn't see this at all on Friday.
I didn't either, but it's true. That's exactly what he's done.
I think you should tell your dad right now and warn him that his current wife is about to leave him for his future son-in-law.
Now, are you sure like that's what was happening in front of you? Or were you so paranoid that anytime they even looked at each other's direction, you interpreted it as flirting?
Oh, come on.
I am a woman. We know when someone's flirting. Like, it was there, or whatever it was, something was going on. Like, it wasn't.
Yeah. That's hard to mistake flirting for something else.
Hey, Amanda, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay. Good. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, I'm thinking that the stepmom knows that they're not going to make it 6 months, and she's trying to avoid the conversation completely. Like, she's already been with this guy for a year. She knows how he is. So she's definitely thinking that there's something more going on and that they're not going to make it.
I can't see how you all would make it 6 months based on this. And, I mean, how did you leave the brunch? I mean, how do you feel? Do you feel like you still want to see this guy?
Well, we had the plan from the beginning was that after brunch we would go our separate ways. He had things to do. I had a busy day, too. Like, I haven't talked to him since then, and I...
Has he been having more dinners with your stepmom?
I have to say something to him, but I don't know what to say.
Have you, did you notice when you guys were all leaving brunch, like, how long he and your stepmom hugged for, if he did a little ass grab or kissed on the lips or anything like that?
There was nothing like that obvious. I mean, my dad was... Right there.
She used his tongue as a toothpick. Uh-huh. I mean,
the subtle stuff.
Gross. Oh my God, are you going up my stepmom's shirt?
Oh my God.
Dad, make him stop.
Did you notice your dad noticing anything? Like, or was he oblivious?
No, I don't think he noticed anything. He was busy eating his pancakes, you know?
Like, yeah.
Like, worst case scenario here, Tanya, is you might have accidentally reintroduced your boyfriend to her ex, and now they start like this adulterous affair behind your dad's back, and you reintroduced it.
Happy Monday. Thanks for calling the Burt Show.
Damn.
Well, I mean, I think, though, going back to, you know, the caller who said that he was trying to get to your stepmom in the first place, that he was manipulating you. So instead of it being your dad that's going to play the fool, it's actually you, sounds like.
You got to let this thing go. Here's Lindsay. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Yeah, I kind of think that she's just doing this for attention. She's breaking, like, the number one girl rule in the entire world. She's dating somebody that somebody in her family's already dated. Every girl knows, do not date one of your friend's exes or family's exes.
And your stepmom.
I think she's just doing it for attention.
You think she's just doing it for attention? That you don't ever date anybody within the family?
No.
Not just the family, but within your close friend group, too.
It never ends well.
It doesn't.
It certainly sounds like it's heading in that direction. You have any thoughts about that now? Like, are you going to call this guy back today and just say it's off, or are you going to give it another try?
Well, I know I have to call him and say something. I just don't know exactly what to say yet.
Oh, my God.
Except that it was weird. I mean, maybe that does mean I should just throw in the towel, but I do really like him.
At this point, if
he's using you. He's using you.
I really like him.
If his intention was to hook back up with your stepmom, sometimes I can't believe the words that come out of my mouth. If his intention is to hook up with your stepmom, you've already bridged the gap. So if you go to him today and you break up with him, you'll know by his reaction if what his intention was. If he's like, okay, I understand, then I think what you got here is a situation where you were played the fool. Because you've already reunited him. Job done.
Was he flirting with your stepmom more than you on Sunday?
Yeah.
Fool!
Oh my God, I didn't think that was the word. I thought it was going to be a different word. That scared me. I made a poopy in my pants.
I think you got your answers here, Tanya. I think you got your answers. Can we check back with you in a couple of days and find out how this whole thing has panned out?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, honey.
Oh. Come on, step up and get rid of this
loose.
Dude. The game
Sign
is done.
Deal.
Cut him loose and tell your dad that your stepmom was flirting with somebody else.
I really, really, really want to talk to you after your next conversation to see how he played this whole thing.
Okay, deal.
And tell us when you talk to your dad, what your dad says about it all.
Oh, all right. Do I have to tell my dad?
Yes, you have to tell your dad. I said so.
Now the stepmom's in trouble if you do that. I don't know. No. All right, Tanya, we'll talk to you either tomorrow or in the next couple of days, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.